Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayta Masech Das Hari is Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. So again, we're talking about where most of the Tzibur sinned based on a mistake that the Sanhedrin made. Zok the Mishnah, it doesn't apply to all mistakes. For example, Hayru Bezen Lakaris Kolaguf, if the Bezen ruled to uproot an entire guf of a lav in the Torah. For example, Amru, they said, Ein Nida B'Torah. There's no Isser of Nida in the Torah. Or Ein Shabbos B'Torah. There's no Shabbos. Ein Avodah Zarah B'Torah. There's no Aveda of Avodah Zarah in the Torah. They deleted a mitzvah. Hari Elu Peturin. In such cases, even if most of the community goes after the Psak, Bezen is potter on bringing a Par Helam Dover. Rather, any person who was Choyte has to bring his own Karban Chatas. Let's stop over here. What? The Sanhedrin HaGadol? The greatest Talmid HaChachamim of the land? Would give out such a psak that there's no Shabbos, there's no Avodah Zarah? How could this be? All right, so you can tell me we're not saying it could be, but Lemaisa, this is the Halach. Well, let me tell you what the Tiferes Yisrael says. In the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, there were Dayanim on the Sanhedrin. They didn't get to that position because they were worthy of that position. They were appointed by a very corrupt government. And many of them were unlearned. So unfortunately, there were times that such a thing could be shayach. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, Hayru, if the Bezden paskin levatil mitzvas, to take away part of an iser, ulakayim mitzvas, but to be makayim another part of it, harielu chayavin. In that case, they do have to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur, and the individuals don't bring personal chatais. Ketzad, for example, how so? Suppose Amru, the court says, yesh nida b'tayra. There is an isr of nida in the Torah. Aval habal shemeres yoim keneged yoim. But in one case, let's say, of a ziva, without getting into the intricacies of the halacha, but the halacha is that if she sees dam one day, she has to have a whole day that she's tahar. They modified this halacha. They gave certain rules to explain this halacha, which was much more lenient than what the actual halacha is. Or they said, yes, Shabbos b'tayr, there's Shabbos. Aval hamoitzi mirashus ha-yachad l'rashus ha-rabim potter. But if you pass something or throw something from a rashus ha-yachad to a rashus ha-rabim, or back and forth, on that you're potter. But the other malachis, of course you can't do. That's what this peasant says. Or they say, yes, avodah zarah b'tayra, there is avodah zarah in the Torah. Aval hamishtach v'potter. But if you just take a bow to the avodah zarah, then you're potter. Harielu chayavin, under these circumstances, bezen is mechuyev to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur, and the people are potter. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, v'nelam davar. If one aspect of the mitzvah has been hidden, they made a mistake about it. But davar v'lo kol haguf, not that they uprooted the entire mitzvah. Now, this Mishnah requires a little bit more explanation, which we'll do in the Chazara B'yaz Hashem. So if Bezen says that the mitzvah doesn't exist, no one can say, oh, well, Bezen said there's no Shabbos. That doesn't work. The person that was Michal Shabbos, listed being his own Kar Mechatas, and this Bezen does not bring a Par Helam Dava Shel Tzibur. The issue is only if they say the mitzvah exists, but they take out a detail of the mitzvah. There is an Isser Nida, but Habal Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom is Potter. They say there's Shabbos in the Torah, but Moitzim Reshus Yachal Reshus Rabim is Potter. So the Batanur explains, yes, of course the Torah says you can't carry from one Reshus to the other. It says, Al Yetzi Ishma Mekaymai. So in other words, you can't walk from the Reshus Yachal to the Reshus Rabim, or from the Reshus Rabim to the Reshus Yachal and carry something. But if you're standing in the Reshus Yachal and throwing something or passing it to the Reshus Rabim, then it's okay. Or let's say they say, of course there's a Avodah Zarah. And of course, you can't bow down to the Avodah Zarah, but that's only Pishut Yadayim Raglayim, completely getting on your hands and knees. But Stamazai to bow down, maybe that's Mutter. That's what the Mishnah means. Under those circumstances, the people don't bring a Karban Chatas, and Bezdin has to bring a Parhelim Davar Shel Tzibur.